Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, March 5th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Baltimore, Maryland. And well, we got updates for Java from Oracle. The updates include an update for Java 7 and Java 6, which is a little bit surprising because Oracle announced it will no longer support Java 6 as of end of February. So now we are at Java 7 update 17 or Java 6 update 43. And you really do want to apply these updates quickly. The exploits that I talked about yesterday have already been used a while, so they're not just research tools that someone found in the lab. These are actual exploits being used to hit systems. Now you may ask, are we safe now? Is Java fixed? Not really clear. Today also someone posted some exploits, to full disclosure at least, he says he has some exploits that he notified Oracle of about a year ago, but as of update 15, they were not fixed, and in kind of an frustration of the slow response of Oracle, he posted a timeline of his submission of these exploits. Not clear whether update 17 fixes these issues. And security researcher Terence Eden found a bug in Android that looks a bit familiar if you have seen the most recent lock screen bypass for iOS. If you remember, the iOS bypass involved dialing 911 or the emergency number and then quickly hanging up and unlocking the device. The Android exploit looks very similar. Now, you don't have to dial 911 in this case. You can dial one of the in case of emergency numbers that the user may have defined. And if you do it quickly in the right sequence, you very briefly end up being able to access the device's home screen. So how much you can actually do then depends on the home screen configuration, what you have exactly available there. The home screen only flashes very briefly, so just like the bug in iOS, this is very timing sensitive, and I do not recommend that people dial emergency numbers just in order to test whether or not this bug works on their phone. Of course, if you add a benign in case of emergency number, then you may be able to safely test this particular problem. And the Japanese Information Protection Authority caused some waves by recommending that Android users do not download applications from Google Play. Google Play, of course, is the default store for Android applications. And Google does some checking of these applications, but according to the Japanese Information Protection Agency, not enough. It rather recommends that users use the Yahoo App Store or app stores offered by carriers. This advice is, of course, insofar dangerous as there are many questionable sources of Android applications, and we have seen over the last months or couple of years how infections over and over spread using these unauthorized stores, but these are not stores like the Yahoo store or the carrier stores. The problem is just it becomes really hard then for your average user to really figure out what store is safe or not. And Nicholas Weber, who is currently serving a 5-year sentence in England for computer fraud charges, well, he was allowed to join a computer class in jail and use the opportunity to break into the class computer system. Now, it's not clear how much damage he actually did. According to prison officials, this was an isolated network, not connected to the internet or other prison systems. However, the incident did lead to the dismissal of the teacher of the class, who apparently wasn't even aware that a student in his class was in prison for computer fraud charges. Incidentally, this particular prison was in the news in 2011 for its new biometric security system that kept having problems and breakdowns.
Well, that's it for today, so thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.